Lionel, would religions be shattered if everybody really knew for sure that we had been genetically altered by other beings from other planets?
No, I don't think so. What I think myself as a religious man is that this would only be an intermediary. It doesn't do away with God or with creation. It just puts, shall we say, some of God's technicians in place. But think of it this way, that when in the 19th century the theory of evolution came up, there were a few rather simplistic kind of dyed-in-the-wool fundamentalist orthodox church people who tried to fight against Darwin and his theory. And there was a famous bishop who was arguing with Huxley, who was always referred to as Darwin's bulldog. And the bishop said, if it's between apes and angels, I'm on the side of the angels. And Huxley made a pretty rough comment about whether or not the bishop was descended from the other side. And it was a pretty rough area of controversy. But it's all smoothed out now. And with a couple of hundred years of, or nearly 200 years of opportunity to think through Darwinism and to have it taught in schools and scientists generally accepting it, there isn't this controversy now between Christians and biological scientists who accept Darwin. The modern Christian, the liberal Christian, the sort of academic Christian would say, well, oh yes, evolution was just a tool in the hand of God with which he made his creation, which he fashioned his creation. And so now, if we say that God not only used an evolutionary system as a tool to bring us into being, we say, okay, he had assistants in the workshop, and these might have been, aliens with a level of technology far ahead of ours. These guys arrive here thousands of years ago. They used the technology that they developed on their distant world. They use their genetic engineering, and they alter the rather primitive life forms that were here then. And they do all this with God's approval. And I would say that the God I believe in, at the loving, all-powerful creator at the back of the universe, is perfectly capable of including intelligent aliens, and especially benign intelligent mm-hmm. aliens, as part of his creative process.
So what if some of those secrets were also what the Templars were trying to either hide or obtain?
Well, I certainly think that if we go back a little way behind the Templars, that they were the tip of the iceberg. They were what was noticeable. They were kind of obtrusive in the history of the 12th and 13th centuries. But behind them, I think there is sufficient evidence to argue the case for a race of what we might call, for want of a better term, ancient guardians, ancient guides, people going back into the dim dawn of history. I noticed with great interest that one of your forthcoming shows will be looking at the gods of ancient Greece and Rome.
That's our show tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, now that's going to be fabulously interesting, and it will also tie in so relevantly with the kind of theories that you and I are looking at tonight about the whole idea of there being somebody who knew what was really going on. Now, can we just put ourselves, you and me, for a moment? We are these intelligent, benign aliens. We've arrived on Earth 15, 20,000 years ago, and we have done a little bit of genetic engineering, and we have done things which will improve the fairly primitive humanoids we found on this planet so that they will be able to develop the kind of intelligence and technology eventually which we enjoy on our planet light years away. Now, we don't just want to leave them to their own devices. I would think that if we are caring modifiers of these simpler people, that we will arrange for some of them to be knowledgeable about us. In other words, we will take the leaders of the people that we're developing and we'll say to them, look, we have got to go back now. we've tried to do something wonderful for your people to help them to develop into beings like us with human intelligence. Now, what we need you to do is to keep this secret and to look after the others. Find those among them who, like you, will have the ability, a little bit of extra ability, to be guardians and guides. And over the years, see, I rather wonder whether this genetic program, let's just assume that it really happened, and that we had this process going on. Just imagine that it's not always a regular thing, and that we know that somebody now and again exceeds their parents by an amazing factor. It may be in golf, it may be in athletics, it may be that a son or daughter becomes a brilliant mathematician or musician. And so this this developing technique through the generations can throw up somebody with more ability, or it could be that because the aliens who started all this put in these extra little genetic seeds so that certain leaders would crop up. And we look back through history and we find the amazing Leonardo da Vinci is so far ahead of his time.
Way ahead. You're right.
And we find a guy like Tesla and a guy like Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, or Einstein. And it looks as if these people have been kind of put there to be the jewels in the crown, to be the leaders for the rest of us.
You don't think they're freaks of nature, do you?
Well, this again, because genetics is such a tremendously complex science, and we really don't know what is likely to cause the modification, the mutation, whether it is just something that's going on naturally, or whether, if you and I go along with that opening hypothesis, you know, that you put forward, of the idea that somebody from out there with the ability to give us this genetic boost, whether part of that boosting process meant that every generation or so, one of these kind of super beings, the Einsteins, the Teslas, the Da Vincis, is going to appear as part of a cyclic process or a kind of periodic process, so that for every 999 of us ordinary guys, there will be an Einstein or a Tesla or a Newton.
You know, Zechariah Sitchin interpreted Sumerian texts much like some of the things we're talking about tonight.
Right.
I wonder if also those are some of the things that were being protected or hidden away.
Yeah, it may well be that if we take our second assumption, that there are people who have a special knowledge that maybe the rest of us don't have, that they're in on these ancient secrets, that people like Sitchin, who have put forward such fascinating theories, the idea being that perhaps these people have to recognize each other.